Welcome back to the final segment of Kentucky Sports Radio. We finally got our guy here. About to come on, a friend of Kentucky Sports Radio and almost as good a friend as Jody Meeks, who, or it's not Jody Meeks, Jay Lucas, who was on earlier. Greg Doyle of CBS. Greg, how you doing?
I'm behind Jody Meeks and Jay Lucas.
No, because I think Jay likes us more. You sometimes, you know, I hear you had to, like, go to the park with your kids or something today.
We've all scored the same amount of points for Kentucky, me, Jody Meeks, and Jay Lucas. And I've scored the same number of points that Jay Lucas will ever score for Kentucky.
And Saul Smith.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you hear that? Let's not throw that away. You don't think Jay Lucas ends up at Kentucky?
No, and you know why?
Why?
Because nobody ends up at Kentucky. So, I mean, what kind of idiot goes out on a limb and says, oh, that's the guy that's going to go at this rate in 4 years, Kentucky will have nobody. Tony Smith will roll the ball up there, and there'll be like one walk-on out there playing one-on-five.
No, he can't find anybody. Yeah, look, he brings the outrageous punch to start with. Let me ask you, Greg, why do you think that is? I know when we talked in Indianapolis, you had some beliefs on this. Why do you think it is? Kentucky has seemed to struggle recently. Why do you think that's the case?
I just hope that whatever I said in Indianapolis is what I'm about to say now, because sometimes I'm schizophrenic, but I would say this, that I think Tubby's too arrogant and too cocky, and is just now figuring it out. I think, but for years he was arrogant about, this is Kentucky, we're going to get good players. And even if we don't get the best players, I'm Tubby Smith and I can coach him up. And for years he was right. But now it turns out he needed pretty good players and then coaching them up. Average players, that's not going to get it done. And with the exception of Rajon Rondo, that's kind of what they've been playing with recently. So anyway, I think he's now figuring out that A, he's not that good, and B, players aren't just going to roll over and come to Kentucky because you are Kentucky, and C, his staff is not nearly as good at recruiting as he kind of hoped it was, and now he's starting to figure out he better get more involved. The problem is it might be too late.